the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call Tape number 262, Punishment, Corporal and Capital. A noted minister recalls that one of the first features he remembers about Wilmington, Delaware, where he was sent by the Old Hickory Church in 1943 to be the first resident evangelist, was the public whipping post. The natives were somewhat ashamed of it, but the fact that Saturday mornings meant a public whipping for wife beaters and other criminals, it did seem to hold down crime from out-of-town big-time criminals. But corporal punishment is exampled and taught not only in the Old Testament, Proverbs 10:13, 13:24, and 29:15, but even in the New Testament, Hebrews 12:4-11, where the father is named as administrator of such punishment for disobedient children. But now, in an effort to cover up our permissive society, Dr. Irwin A. Hyman of Temple University is trying to combat the findings of April 19 Supreme Court session, which declared that corporal punishment in the public schoolroom did not violate the Eighth Amendment. His work is partly sponsored by the Playboy Foundation. He says that it does not work in the schools, and we wonder if it was tried on him or other children in his presence. His contention is that corporal punishment has often led to child abuse, but in the vast majority of punishment, it has not. Punishment, to be effective, must be prompt, painful, and public. Like older citizens, children vary in their need for correction. Punishment does not rule out love, understanding, and patience, but Hebrews 12 certainly teaches that punishment, even corporal punishment, has its place. Capital punishment has its place. Romans 12:17 and 13:7 also names the administer for capital punishment, not the Christian, but the civil rulers who are ministers not of the gospel, but of the wrath of God, even bearing the executioner's sword. Capital punishment has not been abolished by God. Theocracy does not bear the carnal sword today as when under the Jewish national laws. Capital punishment may be a deterrent to crime. The ruler must satisfy himself that a corpse can serve society better than the living, that the criminal positively would not ever become a useful citizen, and that there is no doubt about his innocence. Can you imagine the last hours of a man who is being executed by a society against which he knows that he bears no guilt? Unfortunately, such a mistake cannot ever be corrected, nor does it make society safer or the accused more useful. Acts 25:11. Men are most inconsistent in trying to apply the law of Moses in the matter of capital punishment today. Under the Jewish law, not just two or three major crimes called for capital punishment, but 24 crimes, fully qualified by evidence and detailed, were prescribed by God. They were not lightened save by the cities of refuge. No referendum by the people of God can declare capital punishment annulled or installed. 2 Corinthians 4:6. The Christian in any nation has a subjective citizenship, Romans 13:1-7. He is not assigned a punitive role. Those who believe that God directs Christians to approve or disapprove capital punishment should be willing to serve as executioners in the same manner of jury duty. Christians obey laws. They do not execute God's wrath. We can no more appeal to the law of Moses with regard to this matter than any other phase of it without going back into a system of merit instead of acceptance. James 2:10, Galatians 5:4. It will not help to go back to the patriarchal blood avenger, Genesis 9:6. This would mean today taking the law into our own hands, which is clearly forbidden in Romans 12:17 and 13:7. As to corporal punishment, it should be prompt, Ecclesiastes 8:11, physically painful to make the memory indelible, and publicly known for the welfare of society and soul.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.